This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. Welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. Man, do we have a pile of companies behaving badly last week. But also on balance, AWS did something very right. Let's see. The ex-Ubiquity engineer who stole a giant pile of their data gets a six-year prison term. I'd still love to know why the CloudTrail logs were set to one-day retention, but in their customer communication, Ubiquity strongly implied customer data was never at risk and there was no need to take action. I don't like being intentionally misled. Bitbucket will be updating their SSH host keys out of an abundance of caution after discovering that encrypted copies of Bitbucket's SSH host keys were included in a data breach of a third-party credential management vendor. Okay, that sounds reasonable on its surface, except that the only third-party credential manager to be publicly popped in the last year or so has been LastPass, which has been steadily trickle-truthing us for months about just how bad this thing was. It became pretty obvious in late December that everything in LastPass should be considered compromised, so why is Bitbucket only rotating these keys 6 months later? Google has decided to free up inactive accounts after 2 years. Okay, that's their policy, but then they have the audacity to lie to our faces and say it's for security. I went through a series of old account password rotations that I hadn't changed since I migrated from LastPass in 2017, and some of those accounts were created in 2001 when I bought my vanity domain. Maybe this is cost, maybe this is Google yet again changing directions from the wind, but it actively makes security worse when formerly reserved email addresses now become up for grabs. And not directly cloud infrastructure related, but I have a pile of Wemo devices at home that control lights. I found out that they've got a buffer overflow that Wemo will not be fixing because the devices are end of life. News to me. As a customer, the app tells me nothing about this, past leaving me to intuit that fact, since they haven't had firmware updates for a while. So I'm once again ripping out a bunch of Belkin gear from my home office in reminiscence of that time 20 years ago when they started hijacking HTTP requests passing through the routers they sold customers in an attempt to upsell them on services. This is a company that has clearly lost sight of the customer. AWS had a single item of import, which is that they have a reported guard duty finding issue. And good work on them for reporting that there was a security issue wherein a change to the policy of an S3 bucket not protected by blocked public access could be carried out to grant public access to the bucket and not trigger a guard duty alert. They gave credit to the researcher, they owned up to the lapse, I found out about it from AWS themselves, and they basically do what I would expect a cloud provider to do here. No notes. And the tool of the week is Iambic, which lets you tailor AWS Identity Center, you know, the service formerly known as AWS SSO, permissions and credentials per account. You want to pay attention to this. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. Onward, upward, to a brighter future. Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.